what we experience in worship, or at least what we should be focusing on. Worship is where we hear from God. We hear the word of God in the music. We hear the word of God in the prayers. We hear the word of God from the preacher or whoever's sharing the message on a particular day. It is in worship that we hear from God, and we offer ourselves, as someone said, we give back to ourselves. We give ourselves as living sacrifices. Romans 12, 1 and 2, one of my favorite passages of Scripture, which says, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Worship is offering our hearts, offering ourselves, not to be slaughtered on the altar, as we talked about earlier, but living sacrifices, how we live out our lives in gratitude and thanksgiving to God. And of course, worship is that place, that moment where transformation can take place, where the most hideous of sinners can be transformed, can have their heart touched, and can turn a new leaf and become a new creature in Christ through worship, through the gathered community, through the spirit that moves within the hearts and minds of the people. It can lead to transformation. And we all know that we all need transforming. Some part of us is in constant need of transforming, of changing. Worship creates that atmosphere in which that transformation can take place. The heart of worship that we just sang is really surrender. The heart of worship is surrendering our will to God's will. When we come here on Sunday mornings or Saturday nights or whenever we worship, it should be with an attitude of surrender. Lord, I got to give up all this stuff that I've been carrying around all week. Lord, I need to give up this that I know that I'm doing wrong. Lord, I need to surrender my will to yours. That can happen. That does happen in worship. Robert Snasey calls the practice of passionate worship the key to fruitful living. What do we mean by passionate worship? Passionate worship. Well, what does the word passion mean? When you think about passion, you usually think of those feelings from a sexual content. From a sexual context. In other words, you know, when we have passion for someone, we're in love with them and we want to be with them. We have a passion to be with them and to love them. Well, why can't we have a passion for Jesus? Why can't we have a passion for the things of God and a passion for worship? We think of Jesus, his passion, the week leading up to his crucifixion. It's referred to as the passion of Christ. Look at the passion and the emotion and the physical, all that he went through in that week before his death. When I think of passionate worship, I think about the eagerness in which we come to church. I think about the yearning and the desire and the anticipation in coming to worship. Did you all feel that this morning as you crawled out of bed, as you got ready? Did you feel an anticipation? Were you anxious to get to church? Were you eager to get to church and to be with your friends and to hear what God has to say to you today? Is there a hungering and a thirsting to know more about God? And not more about God, but to know God more, to know God deeper, more deeply? That's what I think passionate worship means. When we worship, we should worship passionately. The song that Lizzie just sang was, I think, sung with much passion. And I felt that passion. I don't know about you, but I know that young lady loves the Lord her God, and I know she's singing her heart out for him. That's the kind of passion we're talking about in worship. Let's remember that it's not what we do. I think you referred to this earlier, Joyce. It's not what we do or how we do it. It's what God does within us. It's what God does within us. And I talked about at 8 o'clock, I talked about worship style. You know, how we worship. As you all know, this is a contemporary worship style. Well, when you go down the hall, we enter what we call traditional worship. And I know churches have really struggled with the two and the tension that it sometimes causes. But I'm thankful that we offer both styles of worship, because you know what? It doesn't matter the style. It does not matter whether we use drums or guitar. By the way, Justin, good job, my friend. God bless you. It doesn't matter whether we, you know, have, you know, we're in a social hall setting or whether we're in the stained glass. It doesn't matter whether we sing contemporary songs or hymns that are 200 plus years old. It's what's in our heart that matters. The heart of worship is being open and receptive to the love of God and allowing God's love to transform us. Passionate worship is our giving back to God. As Rick Warren said, pleasing God, offering back to God our love. Last week we talked about radical hospitality in receiving the love of God, receiving God's forgiveness and grace as a free gift. But in worship, we're offering back to God. And I know a lot of people, and a lot of people wrote to me this week and said, yeah, well, I come to get, I come to receive, I come to, you know, be filled, I come to be fed and all that. Well, that's good, but that's not the point of worship. When we gather here on Sunday morning, we're here to give. We are here to offer a sacrifice, a living sacrifice, our thanks and our gratitude to God. And if we get fed in the meantime, that's a bonus. That's the gravy. That's the bonus. And I hope we're getting fed. But as I've said many times, and you all know this, growth, and we're going to talk about growth next week when we talk about intentional faith development, growth in the grace and knowledge of God takes place in small groups. And you're going to be hearing a lot more about our small group ministry in the coming weeks. Let me just say a word about the sacraments. The sacraments, those holy things that we do from time to time in our church. And I'm thinking specifically of Holy Communion. John Wesley called communion the chief means of grace. The sacraments are those special moments in the life of the church, those special rituals or activities that we do that give us that special connection with God, that enable us to connect with God in a special way. When we come forward to receive the bread and the cup, we are partaking in the body and the blood of Christ. We are remembering what Christ did for us, did for you, that he died and rose again for your behalf. When we take communion, we are doing it in the gathered community, as Jesus told us to do. Do this in remembrance of me, remembering what Jesus did for us. We're also celebrating. We're also celebrating the love of God shown to us in what Jesus did for us. And then, in fact, we are actually reenacting the Last Supper. We are reenacting as a sign, as an act of faithfulness as God's people, just as those disciples did on that night before Jesus was betrayed. There's a phrase in the communion liturgy that says that we are one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world. In that moment, in that setting, in that act of worship, we actually become one body with Christ, sent into the world to share Christ with a hurting, dying world. Jesus said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. By the way, that's a picture of a grapevine on the fence behind the parsonage. I looked out the kitchen window one day and I thought, oh my God, there's grapes growing on that thing. So please don't cut that down, trustees. They're going to turn purple, I think. Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. Folks, I'm convinced that radical hospitality and passionate worship are key to being fruitful Christians, to bear the fruit with Jesus. Passionate worship keeps us connected on a continuing basis. That's why we come back week after week after week, to stay connected to the source of our strength, to stay connected to the source of life. Passionate worship is what helps us, enables us to bear much fruit for Jesus. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you so much for your love and for the opportunity and the privilege it really is to come into this house of worship and to celebrate your love, to remember what you did for us, and to give thanks to you. And Lord, we pray that something has been said or done here today that has touched someone's heart, that may lead to transformation, that will lead to a change in their thinking, their attitude, or their behavior. Lord, we're not here for therapy. We're here for your love. We're here for your presence. We're here to say thank you for all that you have done, all that you are doing right now, and all that you are still yet to do in and through us. Help us, Lord, every time we gather as your family, to worship you in spirit and in truth. We love you, we thank you, and we praise you. And we give this whole service to you, O God, as we give our lives. We leave this place, O God. Let us share that love with others. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.